240,000 people, that's a huge number for six nights at Marley Park. I mean, how does Ireland compare to Glastonbury and places like that?
Well, I guess that, I mean, you can't compare Ireland with Glastonbury in that sense of it. But I do think Ireland has probably got the greatest number of concerts per capita of anywhere in the world. And it sells tickets better than anywhere in the world. I just don't know. I wish I knew the answer, but it is...
It's your job, though.
No, it's not my job to know the answer. It's my job to put the tickets on sale and get the people to the concert. No, I think some super analysis at a university will work out why that is. But Ireland loves music. Ireland absolutely loves music. That's what I know. And I'm in that very fortunate position of being able to... And put concerts on and give them that music.
It's been 23 years since the first gig at Marley Park, you said, in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Will there be 20 more?
There will indeed. I think there'll be a lot more than 20 more, actually. I think it's one of the most beautiful parks that we ever put concerts on anywhere around the world, actually, not just here in Ireland. And it's grown to be a really popular location for fans, but also for the bands. The bands, one of the wonderful things, the bands... use the house as the dressing rooms, and that's a really special thing because they're coming into this house that was built in 1794 and they're using it for their dressing room in a concert in 2024, so whatever that is 250 years later. And so they love being in the house, and then they come out, and of course they come out onto the stage to face one of the most receptive audiences in the world, which is the Irish audience.